USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Historic rainfall and flash flooding caused death and destruction across the northeastern United States overnight. The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as power was knocked out to roughly 250,000 people in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. Most subway services were suspended due to heavy flooding in New York City. Newark Airport recorded 0.5 inch of rain in 6 minutes Wednesday night. Today we can expect a high risk of excessive rain and flooding from central Appalachians to southern New England. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards put out a call for help from Ida's wrath.
Our people have taken a pretty good lick here from Hurricane Ida, but our people are very resilient and strong as well. Having said that, we need all the help that we can get from the federal government, from the nonprofit sector, from the faith community, and certainly from us at the state level and working with our local partners as well.
USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Here's a Caldor fire update in Northern California with Dan Araki.
The Caldor wildfire continues to threaten the resort town of South Lake Tahoe as it burns through the Sierra Nevada mountain range. As of Wednesday afternoon, it was burning through Amador and El Dorado counties in Northern California, having scorched more than 240,000 acres. CAL FIRE says that the blaze is about 20% contained. CAL FIRE spokesman Henry Herrera says that conditions have come together in a perfect storm to create the massive fire. He tells CNBC that the more than 4,000 firefighters battling the blaze are focused on saving lives and communities.
Well, our number one priority is life and the health and safety of our firefighters. Our second priority is to save homes, communities, people's where they live. And that's what we're focusing on the northeast end of the fire around Myers and South Lake Tahoe. We've been building containment lines to keep the fire from entering those areas. We're building contingency lines areas in the event that the fire crosses those containment lines. And so far, we've been successful to keep the fire away from the communities.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court of the United States voted 5-4 to allow the heartbeat law in Texas stand. After 6 weeks of pregnancy, it is now illegal to get an abortion in Texas, protecting the future child. Pro-abortion advocate Amy Hagstrom Miller held a press conference.
I'd like to take a moment to share with you all what the final hours of legal abortion care looked like in Texas last night. Whole Woman's Health had staff and physicians providing abortions in Texas until 11:56 is the time we finished our last abortion in Fort Worth last night. Our waiting rooms were filled with patients and their loved ones in all four of our clinics yesterday. We had a physician who has worked with us for decades in tears as he tried to complete the abortions for all the folks who were waiting in our Fort Worth waiting room. Marva Sadler, who is the plaintiff in this case and who is our director of clinical services in Texas, was on site, also in Fort Worth, working with our physician to see every single patient. She called me at 10 p.m. with 27 patients left in the waiting room, and both she and the doctor were crying and just asking me, What can we do? How can we be sure we can see all these folks? Keep in mind the anti-abortion protesters were outside this entire time from the moment we opened at 8 until we closed at midnight. And once it got dark, they got giant shining lights and shined the lights on the parking lot. We were under surveillance. This is not abstract. This is real for our team.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.